That's one of the things the new manager of the airport wants to remedy. Perry Sloan says there are just too many folks who are unaware of the facility near Interstate 64 and Kentucky 801.
We're going to make sure that everybody knows where we're at now. We're going to get out and start visiting some folks, and I think that's one thing that was neglected in the past. But I'm very community-minded, so I'm going to make sure everyone knows where we're at and what we're about.
Sloan says the Rowan Airport may not be the type of operation people ordinarily think of when they hear the word airport. However, he says, it's playing a very important role in the region's growth.
We don't have any scheduled charter flights out of this airport, but the local businesses use it quite often. It's been a big asset to the community.
Contrary to what many people may believe, Sloan says the Morehead Area Airport is actually pretty busy.
This is considered Class G airspace, which is uncontrolled airspace. A lot of pilots feel more comfortable coming into this airport. We do keep in constant contact with each other as we're landing and taking off, so it's very safe. But we don't have to deal with tower approach, that sort of thing. It's just more comfortable for a lot of corporate pilots to come in here.
Among his immediate priorities, says Sloan, is communicating to people who live in the region just what services are available at the local airport.
We're going to help them understand that we're here for flight instruction. If you've ever wanted to just go for a ride in an airplane, we can do that. If you want to get your pilot's license, here's the place to do it.
Sloan says the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport also offers aircraft maintenance and repair. It has a 5,500-foot runway, 24-hour fuel service, and 24 T-hangars. There's more information on the airport's website at www.mrcairport.com. For more Head State Public Radio News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
61 is going to maintain 6,000, connect to approach 127.07.